Hello, humans. Welcome to the Chill the Fuck Out podcast. I'm your host, Ashley O'Brien. Welcome to a space meant to be for you to pause your day, week, month, or even year, to take a breath and a moment for yourself with yourself. A place to discuss, learn, grow through, and maybe even laugh about mental illness, trauma, abuse, mental health, emotional difficulties, healing, and what we can do to overcome it all, to live and be present in lives we love. Hello, humans. I hope you're having a great week. My week has been kind of crazy. I haven't worked two jobs in like 5 or 6 years, and I'm still getting back into the swing of prioritizing and changing my lifestyle around it all. We recently moved back to my hometown for the summer, and I feel so comfortable and just want to hang out with all of my people and chill the fuck out. But I'm determined to keep producing better content as early as possible while maintaining my day job, because I gotta pay my bills just like everyone else. But I'm feeling a little disappointed and even a touch resentful that I started this and feel so committed to it, but want to chill out and hang out. Today has been a little tough on that front, and I kept procrastinating this episode until I realized a few things. First, I am working on practicing accepting and loving myself through these feelings because I strongly believe in how empowering this has been for me. And by the positive feedback I've been getting back, it seems it is already helping a lot of other people. So I recognize that I don't have to do this, but I get to do this. It's a choice. And today, I'm choosing to continue. Second, I have complete control and power over my time. I can and will get into a routine that works well for me, but it's going to take more than a few weeks. I'm practicing acceptance and remembering that it's just going to take the time it takes. And third, my stress tolerance is greater than it's ever been, which caused me to scrap what I was going to record and instead discuss stress tolerance in survivors. This is something that doesn't seem to be discussed a lot as a specific difficulty outside of mental health professionals, as far as I have experienced. Learning the term stress tolerance and what it means helped me to identify some of my strengths and weaknesses and how they're associated with my trauma and my current level of ability. So what is stress tolerance? From dictionaryapa.org, the capacity to withstand pressures and strains, and the consequent ability to function effectively and with minimal anxiety under conditions of stress. Then I found a bunch of information specific to trauma survivors, and in the professional psychology world, they seem to refer to this as the window of tolerance. An article from Good Therapy explains this as, when a person is within their window of tolerance, it is generally the case that the brain is functioning well and can effectively process stimuli. That person is likely to be able to reflect, think rationally, and make decisions calmly without feeling either overwhelmed or withdrawn. During times of extreme stress, people often experience periods of either hyper or hypoarousal. Hyperarousal is otherwise known as the fight or flight response, is often characterized by hypervigilance, feelings of anxiety or panic, and racing thoughts. Hypoarousal, or a freeze response, may cause feelings of emotional numbness, emptiness, and paralysis. The stress of a traumatic or otherwise negative event may have the effect of pushing a person out of their window of tolerance. People who have experienced a traumatic event may respond to stressors or even minor ones with extreme hyper or hypoarousal. As a result of their experiences, they may come to believe the world is unsafe and may operate with a window of tolerance that has become more narrow or inflexible as a result. A narrowed window of tolerance may cause people to perceive danger more readily and react to real and imagined threats with either a fight or flight response or a freeze response. A person who is often in a state of hyperarousal may develop symptoms of post-traumatic stress, such as flashbacks, nightmares, and derealization. A person who is often in a state of hypoarousal may dissociate, have memory issues, or experience feelings of depersonalization. Each individual's window of tolerance is different. And for me, I think calling it the window of tolerance makes so much more sense. So going forward, I will try to call it the window of tolerance, but if I say stress tolerance, I mean the same thing. In my own understanding, the window of tolerance is how much stress you can handle before it starts affecting your mental, emotional, or physical health in a negative way. Now, I do feel the need to remind us all of a few things. First, what I mean when I say stress is anything that is mentally, emotionally, or physically taxing. If it takes energy, it is a stressor. Second, stress isn't bad. It's necessary. It's what makes us strong in every way and shapes the best parts of us. Third, chronic stress is bad. Chronic stress is what most of us take on for one reason or another and somehow hold it as a point of pride sometimes that we worked ourselves so long and hard that we've destroyed our health or our social and home life or something else that's just as important. And fourth, mental illness often is a form of chronic stress, which speaks to a smaller window of tolerance. If you're constantly contending with anxiety, depression, being triggered, living under a shadow of shame, and so on, all while trying to live your life, which is challenging on its own, you likely have chronic stress, which narrows your window of tolerance. So what affects our window of tolerance? Everything. Our past experiences and trauma affect it heavily. Our environment, our families and social circles, our work, our finances, our health and fitness, our sleep, our substance use and abuse, everything. Anything that takes more energy than you have to give, including when things add up or you get triggered, you are pushed outside of your window of tolerance. Survivors sometimes often have experiences in which they feel or are even told that they are weak or too sensitive or just can't handle normal things. There's a reason why simple or everyday things seem difficult and even unapproachable to survivors, especially before you've begun the healing process. You're already dealing with so many stressors coming from your maladapted, overactive fight or flight response from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, and for many of us, even while we're sleeping. You're not weak or too sensitive. You're dealing with more stressors in a day than most people deal with in 2 or 3 days or even a week. You are strong and you probably have a high stress tolerance overall, but your window of tolerance is smaller. Oh, I think I just figured out a distinction there. But your window of tolerance is smaller because much of the space in your window is already spent before you even approach simple or everyday tasks and interactions. So what happens when we're outside of our window of tolerance? Stepping, or more likely feeling pushed outside of your window of tolerance, is when our fight or flight or freeze kicks in. Our protective reactions and maladapted coping mechanisms start activating. This is when we dissociate, lash out, get confrontational, overreact, freeze, numb out, shut down, or whatever else you might do when you're faced with excessive stressors that you don't have the skills to deal with in a healthy way. All humans have experiences of being outside of their window of tolerance, but childhood trauma survivors tend to have a smaller window until we heal. Once you've reacted in these excessive ways, then our soothing systems or firefighters kick in, who are still a part of that maladapted coping system. This is when we calm ourselves down with substances, overeating, and even sometimes sex. Anything that will help us calm down or feel better as quickly as possible. So what can we do to improve our window of tolerance? The greatest thing a survivor can do to grow your window of tolerance is to work on healing. One thing that's great about this is that every step of the way, even small steps, your window of tolerance is growing, sometimes in very noticeable ways. So what are some specific things that can help us grow our window of tolerance? Take small steps and be consistent. Just like building a muscle, adding small amounts of weight regularly while being consistent and paying attention to your ability to continue safely creates a greater and more sustainable growth than lifting really heavy every once in a while and likely hurting yourself. Maybe start with something more approachable, like learning a breathing exercise for your anxiety, or start paying attention to what triggers you and how you react. Then, once you feel comfortable and confident with that, you can start journaling or building a simple, uninvasive mindfulness practice like being creative or doing something active in nature. Just something that helps you pull yourself back and out of those big stressors and triggered experiences. Then maybe you can build up to talking to someone you trust or trying a guided therapy book or approach simple meditations. Then when you feel you've built a few tools and you've started noticing a shift in your perception and a greater window of tolerance, maybe approaching professional help and more in-depth meditation and mindfulness exercises specific to changing your emotions and sensations and responses to stress might be more viable. Trauma-informed therapy, mindfulness, and meditation are more available than ever and are being used in combination with each other to create healing and freedom for survivors. This is just one suggestion about how you might be able to go about it, but building your window of tolerance as a survivor can be accomplished to some extent by creating awareness and practicing mindfulness and grounding exercises. But the greatest growth will come from processing and healing your trauma. My experience regarding my window of tolerance. So my window of tolerance seems to have grown and shrunk over and over again throughout my life, but I always felt out of control of it until more recently. When I was a child, I think my window of tolerance was quite large, and I think children do have a pretty large one because they don't usually have a lot of stressors. But between ages 8 and 12, when the greatest abuses occurred, I had a pretty small window of tolerance. I would lash out, I would act out, I would cry uncontrollably sometimes, binge eat, all kinds of stuff, fight with my sisters in really mean ways. As a teenager, being with my more supportive, loving, and accepting family, I had the opportunity to do a lot of healing and growing, and I grew my window of tolerance, and it became quite large again. In my early 20s, it started shrinking again, and as I approached 30, it was practically non-existent. I was constantly either anxious and fearful to the point of lashing out at people who didn't earn it, and then depressed to the point of not being able to get out of bed some days. In the last 2 years, I've done a lot of intentional work facing my fears, hurts, and traumas, getting rid of mentally and emotionally harmful and manipulative people from my life, creating significant self-awareness, integrating mindfulness practices into my daily life and routines, and learning the protective social skills that I've been missing for a long time while taking some risks and learning to love and trust myself through the results of those risks. Today, after a couple of intense years and the last week being stressful and heavy with work and travel and the anticipation of seeing family, not bad stress, but it's still stress, I realized that my window of tolerance has grown and it seems to be getting back up to full strength like when I was a child. The mistake I've made is filling it completely. So I am going to work on growing it some more and making some more room within it by planning some fun downtime with all of my favorite people and creating more effective routines to balance life, family, work, the pause, and self-care. Something that's amazing about growing your window of tolerance is that at some point, you won't need so many, if any at all, maladapted coping mechanisms. So you may get to a point where quitting a substance becomes much easier or even easy. One thing we do have to be conscious about is that once our window grows and our overall stress decreases because we've healed, We want to fill our lives with all the things that we've wanted to do, and we should. That's the point. But we need to be conscious of continuing our practices and evolving them as we grow. If we decide at some point that we can handle crazy amounts of stress now and don't take care of ourselves, we likely won't go back to where we were, but we could cause ourselves new problems that decrease our window of tolerance again. At this point, I think life is about finding a way to balance the stress that creates us in all the best ways, and rest, relaxation, and TLC that is needed to support the growth that comes from the stress. But like most things, we're going to fuck it up before we get it right, and that's okay, because there's really no other way to learn these types of things. So remember to have patience with yourself. Practice giving yourself grace, love, acceptance, and forgiveness. You are worthy, and you are capable. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. If you'd like to write in to ask questions, request topic coverage, share an experience, or let me know how I can improve your experience with the pause, you can email me at ctfolistener@gmail.com. If you want to see the pause in your feed, like and subscribe on Instagram and Facebook by searching at ctfopausecast. Disclaimer, I am not a mental health professional or even a life coach. This podcast is not a substitute for professional mental health help. I am simply a healing survivor working to support a community I am a part of. I always encourage you to reach out, do your research, and find the professional help you need to overcome your internal obstacles and move forward. To that end, I will always post in show notes any resources I find and use, and any that listeners send in, as a way to make it easier for you to find the help that you need. With so much love and support, I hope you're feeling awesome. But if you aren't, I hope you can find a way to chill the fuck out.